Mid-Michigan's home for the informed, the caring, and the curious. It's Current State on WKAR. Glad you're aboard here for our Tuesday program. Legendary Detroit TV news anchor Bill Bonds died over the weekend. Bill Bonds led the WXYZ-TV newscast from 1963 to 68 and again from 1971 to 1995. His funeral will be on Friday. And Current State Scott Pohl is here with a brief remembrance. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. Bill Bonds was a larger-than-life figure, someone people came to watch, whether they liked him or not. He was confrontational, opinionated, and tough. He famously challenged Mayor Coleman Young to a boxing match once. Bonds even played a caricature of himself in Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Bill Bonds reporting from Los Angeles, where the biggest story since the moon landing broke this morning when two apes talked, I repeat, talked to the Presidential Commission of Inquiry.
It's certainly the most incredible story this reporter has ever covered. I think that by their intelligence and their good humor, the two so-called aponauts have already captured the hearts of the entire American nation. They will not be required to appear before the commission tomorrow. That hearing, of course, is going to be held in private. They will, however, be taken from the zoo infirmary to a hotel, and they will be given an extended tour of the city. This is Bill Bonds, reporting for Eyewitness News. Good night.
Bill Bonds there, playing himself in the movie in the movie Escape from the Planet of the Apes. And Scott, many of us on the Current State staff didn't know until yesterday that in back in the day you rubbed shoulders with Bill Bonds. Tell us about that.
That's right. First of all, he and I both started at the same little radio station in Albion, Michigan.
No kidding.
WALM.
Oh my.
Now, I didn't know him in those days. He preceded me. But when I was a college student in the late 70s, I did an internship at Channel 7, and I worked on a story one day where I went out in the field and I happened to get bitten by a dog. And it happened to be the same day that WXYZ was welcoming their new station manager, Jean Findlater, who, as I recall, was the first woman to lead a top 10 market TV station in America. There was going to be this big reception on the news set after the early news. Well, it was about time for this reception, and I was in the men's room doctoring a bloody leg and bemoaning the state of my torn jeans and thinking that I wouldn't attend the reception because of the state I was in. When the men's room door opened up and Bill Bonds walked in, he somehow had heard that I had been bitten by a dog. Now, I believe this was probably the only conversation we ever had, and it was through the closed stall door. I never made eye contact with him, but he came in to check on me, and I told him I was thinking about not. I told him I was okay and that I was thinking about not going to the reception because of my pants. They were bloody and torn, and he said, "No, of course you should go to the reception. You'll get more attention than anyone." And it turned out that he was right. I went to the reception, and I must have answered the question 100 times about what had happened to me that day. But it showed me that he cared about people.
And how about that? Okay, yeah. And none of us, you and I have rubbed shoulders for a bunch of years here now, and I didn't know about that account until yesterday.
That's right.
How about that? Thanks, Scott. Appreciate
sure.
it a lot.